For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. The U.S. Commercial Service and the Bowling Green Area Chamber of Commerce have entered into a partnership to help develop export opportunities for businesses in the area. They'll work together to try to identify new markets for local businesses on a global level. Dan Modlin has this report.
Gaines Penn, the 2012 Chamber Board of Directors chairman, made the official announcement in the atrium of the Chamber of Commerce building.
Opening more doors on a global level helps our companies increase their sales and their business activities, which will create a demand for more employees, which in turn means more jobs and more wealth for our residents.
The Chamber and the U.S. Commercial Service are pledging to form a collaborative effort to help identify new markets for local businesses on a global level and to provide educational and one-on-one services to local existing businesses regarding export opportunities. Mona Musa is a senior international trade specialist with the U.S. Commercial Service based in Louisville.
The U.S. Commercial Service is a trade promotion arm of the U.S. Commerce Department. We are mandated by Congress to help small, medium-sized businesses export. So if you are a local manufacturer and you feel like you are looking for that extra edge to try to enter international markets, we would like to identify ourselves as one of the strong resources available. This pledge demonstrates the Bowling Green Area Chamber's Commerce dedication in promoting exports and its importance to sustaining jobs and creating jobs in this area. We cannot stress more the importance of looking into exports as an avenue for increasing your bottom line and also keeping jobs here, even probably reshoring some jobs back into the United States.
Second District Congressman Brad Guthrie says recent balance of trade reports from the federal government have been troubling. He says it's clear that businesses need to help find ways to increase exports to address that balance of trade issue.
Other economies that we've been shipping to us, like particularly China, are starting to develop a middle class by their industrialization and looking for American products. And a lot of times, particularly small and medium-sized businesses just don't know of the opportunities to sell overseas. So the U.S. Commercial Service was created by Congress as part of the Commerce Department for the sole purpose of trying to find export opportunities for American businesses. Trade is not a one-way street, although it appears to most of us all the time. We just import from foreign countries. We want to export and participate in the global economy. And for any business to be successful, they have to be ready to sell anywhere in the world. And the purpose of this is that the Bowling Green Area Chamber of Commerce is partnering with the U.S. Commercial Service to bring experts into Bowling Green every 4 to 6 weeks to sit down with businesses and to help them find opportunities for their products.
Dr. Jeff Katz is the dean of the Gordon Ford College of Business at WKU. He says faculty and students are encouraged to participate in this project as well.
We are proud to offer 10 undergraduate programs and 3 graduate programs in business and accounting that train students to be future leaders in the global world. In addition, we offer 4 centers of excellence that are able to directly facilitate business needs. These centers of excellence serve as paths linking the business community and the global marketplace for goods and services. For example, our Center for Applied Economics, under the direction of 2 outstanding and world-known economists, stands ready to assess export potential for industry partners in this region.
Bowling Green Area Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Ron Bunch says this program can help businesses from a wide variety of sectors, ranging from software development to manufacturing.
If you look at it, I mean, there's a tremendous market for goods outside the U.S. So if our companies are only tapping the U.S. market, they're really only getting a small share of the spending potential that's out there. So what we want to do is help more of our companies find those increased sales, which can help with expanding their sales, help alleviate seasonality in some products. And so there's a lot of benefits to exporting. We want to have world-class resources here to do that. And we very much appreciate our partnership with U.S. Commercial, but also with Gordon Ford Business College and WKU in doing this.
Representatives of the U.S. Commercial Service will visit the Bowling Green Area Chamber again on May 1st. If you'd like more information, you can go online to trade.gov/CS/. That's trade.gov/CS/. For WKU Public Radio, this is Dan Modlin.